NV Energy to Withdraw from RAP, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. NV Energy has notified the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada that it plans to leave the Western Power Pool's Western Resource Adequacy Program, or RAP, citing five critical issues with the program's design. Lindsay Schleckway, Market Policy Director at NV Energy, said in written testimony filed with the Nevada PUC on August 29 that Nevada Power Company and Sierra Pacific Power Company, both doing business as NV Energy, are leaving the RAP due to inherent risks that outweigh the program's current benefits for both the companies and their customers. The document containing the testimony had not been publicly available because of issues with the PUC's website. While the companies continue to recognize the value of regional collaboration in resource adequacy planning to ensure reliability across the West, there are five critical issues within RAP's existing framework that significantly elevate risk exposure, Schleckway wrote. These concerns must be addressed before the companies can consider rejoining the program. WPP Chief Strategy Officer Rebecca Sexton told RTO Insider on October 2 that WPP is aware of NV Energy's filing but noted that WPP has not received formal notice the utility is exiting RAP. The deadline for notice is October 31 in order to provide 2 years' notice before the first binding season, Sexton said. We do expect some participants will exit the program. We understand this and respect it, and the door is always open for them to return. As we announced earlier this week, with the commitments we have in place, there is a critical mass of participants to move forward with our first binding season in winter 2027-28. Meanwhile, participants and stakeholders are able to suggest changes or updates to the RAP through our open and transparent governance process and task forces, Sexton added. In fact, we currently have task forces and discussions with participants addressing some of the concerns being raised. We continue working hand in hand with participants and stakeholders to refine and optimize the program. The first issue highlighted in NV Energy's testimony concerns deficiency charge penalties. Schleckway noted penalties could range from $16 million to $22 million for a 100 megawatts deficiency if it occurred during every month of the summer season. This makes joining the program troublesome for load-serving entities that are planning to catch up and meet increasing loads in an unprecedented time, according to the testimony. High financial risk. Schleckway also said that the electricity industry is grappling with a host of challenges, including supply chain issues and load growth that could cause projects to delay or miss commercial operational dates, potentially exposing NV Energy to deficiency penalties. The planning reserve margin policy also is subject to volatility, with year-over-year changes ranging from minor adjustments to swings as large as 10%, Schleckway contended. The combination of the high deficiency charges and the volatile PRM requirements creates high financial risk and planning challenges, especially amid supply chain disruptions and rapid load growth, according to the testimony. The second issue relates to the emergence of day-ahead markets in the West. SPP requires all load-serving entities in its markets plus day-ahead market offering to participate in RAP. This potentially could disadvantage those RAP members that choose to remain in CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market or opt to join the competing and soon-to-be-launched Extended Day-Ahead Market, or EDAM, Schleckway argued. Essentially, the RAP voting model may dilute the influence of non-markets plus participants, leading to potential harm prior to the ability for the participant to exit the program, which occurs 2 years following a notification, Schleckway wrote. The WEM and EDAM RAP members may lose their veto power with the addition of participants that participate in Markets Plus. The other issues include what Schleckway called a lack of market oversight and procurement mechanisms, as well as underuse of transmission and uncertainty around operational holdback availability. The companies will continue to monitor the program's development and remain open to future participation should RAP evolve to address these five critical issues, she wrote. Until then, the companies will pursue alternative avenues to ensure regional reliability and resource adequacy for their customers. The news extends a string of developments related to RAP as the participation deadline looms. On September 29, 11 members reaffirmed their commitment to the program, saying they would begin participating during RAP's first binding period in winter 2027-28. All but one of those members also have committed to joining Markets Plus. The following day, POSIF I-Corps issued a letter asking the WPP's board of directors to allow RAP participants to defer their decision to commit to the program's binding phase by at least 1 year, citing issues related to the development of Western day-ahead markets and other challenges. POSIF I-Corps will begin trading in EDAM in 2026, while NV Energy is leaning heavily in favor of joining that market. NV Energy did not respond to a request for comment for this story.